My interpreter was a young medical student named Antonin. First I brought greetings from Holland and the West. That took a couple of minutes. And then for half an hour I brought greetings to the congregation from Jesus Christ. It worked so well that Antonin suggested we try the device again in another church. All in all, that day I preached 4 times and visited 5 different churches. Each was memorable in its own way, but the last one most of all, for it was there that I received the cup of suffering. It was 7 o'clock in the evening, already dark on that November day. I knew that by now the tour group would be really anxious about me. It was time I tried to find them. But even as I was thinking this, Antonin asked me if I would visit just one more church, where I think they especially need to meet someone from outside. So once more we travelled across Prague until we came to a small, out-of-the-way Moravian church. I was astonished at the number of people there, especially young people. There must have been 40 persons between the ages of 18 and 25. I spoke my greetings and then answered questions. Could Christians in Holland get good jobs? Did anyone report you to the government when you went to church? Could you attend church and still get into a good university? You see, Antonin told me, it's unpatriotic to be a Christian in Czechoslovakia these days. Some of these people have been blackballed at work. Many have missed out on education. And that, he took a small box from the hands of a young man who stood beside him, is why they want you to have this. The young man was speaking to me very earnestly in Czech. Take this to Holland with you, Antonin translated. And when people ask you about it, tell them about us and remind them that we are part of the body too, and that we are in pain. I took the box and opened it. Inside was a silver lapel ornament in the shape of a tiny cup. I had seen several of the young people wearing them, and had wondered what they were. Antonin was pinning it to my jacket. This is the symbol of the church in Czechoslovakia. We call it the Cup of Suffering. When Antonin had left me at the hotel, I thought again about those words. I realized that we in Holland were as insulated from the real facts of modern church history as were the Christians in Czechoslovakia. The Cup of Suffering was the symbol of a reality that we had to share. Right now, however, I had another reality to face. Where would I rendezvous with my group? They were not at the hotel, nor did anyone there know where the farewell dinner was to have been held. I went to a restaurant where we had eaten several times. No, monsieur, the group from Holland did not eat here tonight. Well, is it too late for me to have a sandwich? Of course not, monsieur. I had taken one bite of the sandwich when the door of the restaurant flew open and the tour director walked in. She glanced swiftly around the room, then sighted me.